question about the Mashiach. I am scared, not excited for Mashiach to come. I'm comfortable with my life. Why should I long for him? What will happen when Mashiach comes? Why try to do good if most of us won't make it to Yemos Mashiach anyway? These are interesting issues. Mashiach is certainly a scary thing for some because it means changing from what they know. There's a story about a guy who came to a Rebbe once in Europe, and he says, "Rebbe, I have a terrible tzorah." He says, "What's your tzorah? I have a wonderful family, I have a wonderful wife, I have a wonderful home, I have a wonderful business, I have everything, you know, everything is great." He says, "What's your tzorah?" He says, "What am I going to do if Mashiach comes tomorrow?" So, you know, sometimes we have to diffuse that concern. Why should I long for him? Well, I think the Rambam says a lashon someplace that one who doesn't crave for Mashiach to come is in some way an achzor. And I think, maybe it doesn't say it exactly that way, but there, I take that back. But I'm not sure about that. But there is this concept that if we look at the length of the Golus and we look at the suffering of Klal Yisrael, look at what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, as I speak today, you know, but it doesn't matter. There's always tzoras and there's always danger, and there's always Jewish blood is always being shed, and all of the tzoras. How can we not comfortable we may be, but it's a false comfort because we're not assured what's going to happen tomorrow. And if we feel arvus and part of Klal Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael certainly is not all that comfortable. What will happen when Mashiach comes? We really don't know all of the details. The Rambam lists certain things. Chazal say, "Ein bein yemoisim loylam hazid moisim Mashiach el shibud malchus bilvat." Seems that the first stage is that the nations of the world will come to recognize Hashem, and Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, and will establish a Sanhedrin. Will be living according to Torah, and the world will have that sense of respect and appreciation of Kimitzion Teitzei Torah. That seems to be clear. And beyond that, what happens, and with Tchias HaMesim and that, the order of things, that doesn't seem to be too clear. One can look in the Rambam in the end in Hilchas Melochim, I guess, and find that out. Why try to do good if most of us won't make it to Yemos Mashiach anyway? I don't know. Who knows if we will or we won't? We're mechakelei b'chol yom sheyovoi, and we hope that we will make it. And if we do good, then we'll certainly be entitled to greater benefits in everything that happens. So I think that's something to keep in mind. There was a question about the difficulty of taking mitzvahs upon themselves when their parents don't take them seriously. Like tznius is one, as well as boy-girl interactions. Well, I think that we have to be able to establish a relationship between our students and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more they appreciate Torah, the more they machshiv Torah, the more they also connect and respect the Rebbe, the teacher, because they do need a human connection, sort of a conduit, you know, to Hashem. I'm not advocating necessarily a chassidish Rebbe, that type of a thing, but they do need someone that they can identify with, this person, and this person is their source of Mesorah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And but I think if we connect them, the more we connect them directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that they can tolerate that going beyond their parents. But also they have to understand, in the most case, those that do go beyond their parents are getting a more serious Torah education than their parents did. So what their parents are doing is not necessarily, is rarely, in fact, a product of real Torah scholarship, but rather a sort of a superficial Torah scholarship which hasn't. They haven't been exposed. I mean, the yeshiva world has improved. The yeshivas have improved. The level of learning has improved over the years. So therefore, in the generations, there could be some improvement in these things. Certainly, 40, 50 years ago, tznius wasn't what it is today. I mean, pritzus today is worse also. But in terms of the tznius, in terms of covering the hair and these things, it wasn't as accepted today. It's becoming, the advent of the Beis Yaakov movement and so forth. So, therefore, it isn't really like going against their parents. It's their parents didn't have the same exposure, same education, didn't grow up in the same world. I did have once an interesting episode, met with a group of Balabatim to try to get funding for a certain program to keep kids off the streets, and they were pushing for a co-ed program, and of course I wasn't interested in that. And they kept saying, well, 40 years ago when we were young, we had all these things and everything was fine. We had the social activities, and then, well, what do we want? Until a pediatrician from the neighborhood walked in and spoke for about 3 or 4 minutes, told a couple of little stories, and everybody recognized the importance of having separate activities and so forth. So there is, you know, some way to understand that. The next question was, the general belief in God is something that I feel is particularly weak. I feel that they talk about Hashem with a lot without real understanding or belief in of who He is and what role He should play in their lives. I'm not sure that I understand that question. I think that the main issue really is to strengthen their clarity of knowledge that Torah was Misinai, not faith, not belief, but knowledge that Torah is Misinai. We have a Mesirah, which passes it down accurately from generation to generation. We have eyewitnesses, millions of eyewitnesses who passed down that Mesirah to events that they had witnessed publicly and together. We have evidence in that Torah, information that no human being could have known at the time, tons and tons of such information, prophecy and scientific information and historical information and so forth, and control information of how Hashem is in control of the world, and therefore we strengthen our recognition that this is a Torah Misinai. Once this Torah Misinai, that the Creator is the author and the giver and the director of this document, that does a lot, because, you know, somebody once asked me, like, well, what if this document was authored by aliens from, you know, so I basically said, so direct your prayers to whom it may concern. I mean, the Nisin HaTorah Bahar Sinai, that, of course, is the Borei Olam, and he's, you know, proven himself. I think if you recognize the godliness that's in Torah and the impossibility of it being anything else, then, of course, knowing Hashem is not... is knowing the existence of Hashem is not really an issue. I think recognizing Hashgacha Pratis is also a very big thing, because they talk about Hashem and they know that they have to do a lot for Him, but they don't see His involvement in their lives. Recognizing Hashgacha Pratis sees His involvement in their lives, they feel that involvement in their lives, and that gives them understanding. Understanding of Chesed and Midos and the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our own lives, and how we have to emulate them, that also gives us a deeper understanding, you know, of who He is. And I think the clarity with which they recognize the Amitius HaTorah and the fact that it was from the Borei Olam, that will help in this issue. Someone has a question of why do some students have it easy in learning or self-control and others seem to have it much harder. I think that students have to learn and be aware that everybody was dealt a different deck of cards, a different hand of cards. The Bali Musa say the world is like a laboratory. You're given certain raw materials. Everyone is dealt certain raw materials to work with. We have to work with these raw materials to develop the best human being, the most perfected, the most sholem, sensitive, and godly human being that we can. And Hashem judges according to the nisyonis that we have. Some people have it easier in learning, and some people have it harder. Some people have it easier to self-control and harder. And all of these things are part of the hand that was dealt us to help us to achieve what we're supposed to achieve. Sometimes the difficulty that we have is indicative of what our tafkid is, or helps us mold the concept of what the tafkid is. And I think when we realize that we have to work on ourselves, no matter what we were given, because the directives of the Torah do apply to us. On the other hand, what we were given is part of what's expected of us in the work and in the end result, and each person has to work according to what he was given. I think that that makes it a little bit easier to deal with that issue. All right, we have left according to this outline. The issues that are left are tznius and women's issues. Boy-girl relationships, and then some miscellaneous some miscellaneous